Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
What a blessing, what another Saturday evening that we have come your way once again. Today is the 1st of August. It's a new month, it's a new day, a new blessing. And I believe that as we start our service, you are going to have a fantastic blessing. God is going to come true to you. You are going to be elevated. This month, listen, believe God for a miracle. As a young person, this month, believe that the Holy Spirit will come true to you. This month, believe that God is going to help you. Because, you see, as a young person, you need help. So I want to welcome you once again to the Favorite Child Flow service. This is the Favorite Child. This service is for young people and young people at heart. If you are a young person, this is where you need to be, and powerful truths are going to be preached tonight, and I believe that your life will be a blessing. So before we start, we'll like to pray. Now, I want you to share the link, all right? I want you to share the link to your friends. I want you to share the link to every WhatsApp group you are in, and take and create a watch party. Send the link to all your friends on Facebook. Let them know that this is where young people have their service online. And I believe that you are going to receive powerful truth in the presence of the Lord this evening. So wherever you are, I want us to read a portion of the scriptures as we pray. I would like us to pray three prayer topics, and then we go into the word of God. First one is in Psalm 107 verse 32. Psalm 107 verse 32. It says, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. So tonight we want to exalt God. To exalt somebody means to lift the person up. Okay? To praise somebody means to give the person fans. Tonight we want to give God fans. Tonight, we want to exalt God for the wonderful things he has done in our life, taking us through January up to now, August, 1st of August, where Corona has not caught us. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Wherever you are, begin to thank God. Father, we exalt you. We say you are a good God. You are a great God. You are a powerful God. You are the I am that I am. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have given to us. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the life of our families. We thank you for the life of our siblings. We thank you for the life of our pastors, the life of our teachers. We thank you for our friends, our neighbors, and anybody connected to us. We thank you for the life of Ghana. We bless you for the life of the president and the ministers, assemblymen, DCEs, MCEs, everybody that is in authority. We pray for them, oh God. Father, we thank you. We say, hallowed be your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Begin to thank the Lord once again. Thank him for salvation. Thank him for wisdom. Thank him for understanding. Thank him for the blessings that God has blessed you with. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. We are grateful for all that you have done for us. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. We have come into your presence, oh God, to say thank you for everything that you have done for us in the name of Jesus. We want to pray again and invite the Holy Spirit into the service. Look, I want you to know that it is the Holy Spirit that helps us. Whatever is going to be taught tonight, it is the Holy Spirit that will help you to understand. So begin to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Ask him to take control. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit that he should protect you from every form of distraction. Many things can distract you. Begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you right now. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, you need the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Spirit that you have given to us. The Holy Spirit. The sweet Holy Spirit that you have allowed into our lives, oh God. We thank you for causing the Holy Spirit to come and help us, to come and comfort us, to come and be our advocate. Holy Spirit, we thank you. May you come and take control over our service. And we believe that with you, everything will be possible in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we start with our worship, I would like us to pray another prayer, very important prayer, in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Ezekiel, it's been a long time you went to the Old Testament, but today we'll be going a lot into the Old Testament. Ezekiel is also in the Bible. It's a type of book in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 19 says that, "And I will give them one heart." Hallelujah. "And I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within you." A new spirit. Tonight, we are praying for a new spirit. You need a new spirit. This is a new month. You need a new spirit. And he says, "I will take the stony heart out of their flesh." How many of you believe you have a stony heart? Every stony heart is leaving you right now in Jesus' name. Every impure heart is leaving you right now in Jesus' name. He said that, "And I will give them an heart of flesh." Hallelujah. A heart of flesh. A heart of flesh. Hallelujah. So we are praying for a new spirit. A new spirit. Listen, when something is new, it is brand new. There's a difference between a new cloth and then a second-hand cloth. All right? Most of us, we wear second-hand things. Second-hand shoe, second-hand trousers, second-hand shirt. Some of you sisters, you even wear second-hand brassiere, second-hand handkerchief. But the feeling with something new, you can't compare it to a false. All right? So we are praying for a new heart and a new spirit, that God will take away the stony flesh and stony heart and give us a new heart. Lift your voice wherever you are. Pray and ask God for a new spirit. Lord, we come before you. We come before you. We admit that we have an old heart. We have a stony heart. We have a stubborn heart. But tonight we are praying for a new spirit. We are praying for a new heart. We are praying for, Lord, a new, everything new. New spirit in the name of Jesus. New spirit in the name of Jesus. Maka tora bazaba. Lika zabro sike telebe. Lika soka bandalaba. Raka basataya. Leke bo sike brandelebe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kasori andelebe kabaya. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your power. We thank you for glory. We thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you for the month of August. We thank you, O God, that you have given us a new month, O God, the 8th month of the year. Father, we are grateful for all that you have done for us. We say, Lord, we invite the Holy Spirit into our service. Holy Spirit, we say, take control. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, take control of the atmosphere. Satan, we curse you right now in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for a new heart and a new spirit. You say, a new heart and a new spirit will you give to us. We are excited about a new spirit, Lord. We are excited about a new heart, oh God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We want to go into a time of worship, and around this time I want you to learn something new. So we'll be playing 9 songs, and that's what we are going to be using for worship. So we are going into a time of worship. Wherever you are, I want you to know that it's time for worship. So be in the worship mood, and then Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Yes, this song is very powerful song.
Carry the cross.
It's called Calvary.
For all of my day, he paid the cost. Salvation complete. Now forever I'm free. Calvary covers it all.
And a beautiful song. Calvary actually has covered it all for us. Listen, if you have any sin that you are struggling with, I want to tell you that what can actually clean your blood, can wash it away, can wipe it away, is the blood of Jesus. So keep listening to songs like this. This is Hillsong. It's called Calvary. Calvary. Very powerful song. So we like to do praises. Today you can see that things are changing. We like to do praises, all right? And I'm trying to introduce you to songs. You understand? These songs are better than these particular songs that we are singing. It has meaning, but there are certain songs that you listen to that they don't have meaning. They are rubbish. Sometimes you are listening to toilet in the name of music. So take us with the other one, and then we will go for that one, and after that, when we come back, we take our offering. So I want you to prepare to take your offering and give. Time and before we preach, I would like you to give a very powerful offering. Yes, I want you to give a very powerful offering. God willing, on the 9th of this month, August, we are resuming church. I think it's a good place to put your hands together for the Lord. On the 9th of this month, we are resuming church, and I can't wait to see you back in church. But I want you to give a very powerful offering, a nice offering, an offering that God will be happy with you. So you can see the Momo numbers on the screen. Wherever you are watching me from, you want to support the ministry. You want to support church. Okay? We believe in church. We don't believe in political parties. We don't believe in football clubs. We don't believe in many things. One of the things we believe in is Jesus Christ. We also believe in the church. Okay? So I think that it's better to support the church, to support the things of God, and that is where God is going to bless you from. So I want you to go offline right now and give a powerful offering and come back, okay, to listen to the word of God. All right, I want you to give a very powerful, wonderful offering. Okay, as I'm talking, you can see that the Momo numbers are on the screen. Everything you need to give now, it's easier to give. Momo, everybody can give Momo, okay? So I want you to give a very powerful offering. Listen, don't let money be, how do you even call it? Let money control you, all right? As a young person, don't go into money too quickly. But I want you to give a good offering tonight and then come back and then we will preach, okay? I'm interested in the preaching. And I believe that it is the preaching that is going to save your life. Okay. Psalm 119. That's one of my favorite scriptures that I like to read to young people everywhere I meet them. Psalm 119. I believe you are giving your offering, though. Please give your offering. Don't say that they are reading scripture, so you will not give your offering. Give your offering. Psalm 119, verse 105. It says that, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Okay? The word of God is a lamp to your feet. Okay? So for your short term, your feet is very short. The word of God will actually be a light to you. And he said that, and a light to my path. Path means that your future, the word of God can shine. Okay, if you are learning how to drive, or you are driving in the night, we have something we call high light and low light. Okay, high light is supposed to make you see far, all right? And then low light is supposed to make you see just close, all right? If you think you don't understand this one, in those of you who do science, we have something we call myopia. Okay, your ability to see at a short distance. So that is what the lamp of God does to you, to your feet, very short. Then the light to your path, very far away. So that is what the word of God is. So don't take any chance. Don't choose anything over the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Wherever you are, close your eyes, and then let's say a word of prayer, and then we'll dive rightly into the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that is at work in us. We ask that, Lord, you come into our lives. You help us. You cause us to understand the word of God that is coming. Let our lives take another turn. Let our lives take another round because of the word of God. Bible says that your word gives light to the simple. We know, oh God, that your word will give us light and will give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord wherever you are. Now, in this month of August and in subsequent days to come, all right, I'll be preaching about something very, very important, and that will save your life as a young person. And the title of my series is called Wisdom is for Young People. Wisdom is for young people. I want you to write the title of the series in the comment box. All right, it's called Wisdom is for Young People. I think even the title of the series is even okay. It's enough for us to close. But then I want to titillate you. I want to tantalize you with what this series is all about. Now, this particular series is for young people. All right, if you are young, I can relate to 20 years and below. So if you are listening to me, you are more than 20 years, you are not a young person. You can put off the phone and go and sleep. But if you are a young person, I'm dealing with young people in SHS, people in JHS, people in primary school. These are the people this preaching is for. But if you are in university, you are doing your PhD, you are doing your masters, you can go and sleep. This particular preaching, it may not help you much, but you can decide to listen anyway. But I am concentrating on the young people and on the children. It says what? Wisdom is for young people. You know, very often, young people have been described as fools. All right? Now, let me even say this foundational before I even continue. The absence of wisdom in your life makes you a fool. Don't forget this one. That if you don't have wisdom, you are a fool. Now, this series, as I'm saying, is not for your mother. This series is not for your mother. Now, your mother doesn't need wisdom. Your father also doesn't need wisdom. I'm telling you, they have made the decisions they want to make in their lives already. So they don't need wisdom. I'm telling you, if your father tells you that in future he will buy a car and up to now he doesn't have wheelbarrow, don't believe him. He cannot buy a car. He can't buy a car in the future. This is your father's future. As we are here now, your grandfather, this is his future. He doesn't have any future. The only future your grandfather is waiting for is to die. I'm sorry to say that. Yes. Your father tells you that in future he will be a medical doctor. It's a lie. Whatever he will be, that is what he is now. But you have a future. As you are listening to me, a young person, you have a future. If your mother tells you that she will buy aeroplane in future, it's a lie. I'm telling you, don't believe it. It's one of the things you shouldn't believe your mother when she talks about her future. But you, the young person listening to me, you have a future. Your mother has already decided based on the wisdom she had. Your father has also decided based on the wisdom he had. Your grandfather and your grandmother, they've all decided for their lives already. But you are yet to decide. And one of the things you will need is wisdom. Yes, wisdom. And you see, wisdom is very expensive. That is why it is not common to everybody. In Job chapter 28 and verse 18. Charlie, are you ready to read for me? Or I should read my thing? If I'm not ready to read, I can. Job chapter 28, verse 18. Bible talks about the fact that wisdom is very, very expensive. Do you understand? And as young people, because wisdom is expensive, we cannot afford it. But you see, anything that makes somebody calls you a fool is removed now in your life in Jesus' name. Job chapter 28, verse 18, it says that no mention shall be made of Korah or of pearls, for the price of wisdom, listen, the price of wisdom is above rubies. The price of wisdom is what? Above rubies. So it's very, very expensive for young people to afford wisdom. And this series, I pray, I'm hoping that you will, every Saturday you will tune in, you will follow the link and you will listen. Because look, the word fool has been used on us for far too long as children. In the Bible, Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son. It was the younger brother who became a fool and went to ask the father to give him his portion of the inheritance. By verse 15, Bible says that, and then he gathered everything together he had, and he traveled to a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. It is the younger son. So if you have an older person and a younger person, the younger person is the person that is always referred to as a fool. But by the time we are finished with this series, you will never be called a fool again in Jesus' name. Oh, I said you will never be called a fool in Jesus' name. I confer on you the spirit of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Fool. Wisdom is for young people. Yeah. Bible has also, in Proverbs 22 verse 15, it says that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. Proverbs 22:15. It says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Another scripture to say that we are fools. Yes. The scripture is still saying that young people are fools. Foolishness is not bound to the heart of an adult. At all. I don't want to even go there. It is always bound in the heart of a child. So every young person listening to me, that you are a child, the foolishness operating in your life is too much. Yeah. And by the time we are finishing with this series, you will see that, you see, I'm showing you scriptures to show that the way you are, by default, you are a fool. He says that Wherefore, okay, let us not be tossed about to and fro, okay, by craftiness and whatever. All these things, let us not, as children, tossed about to and fro. It's children again. It's children again that can be deceived. It's children again that can be called fools. But tonight, by the time we are done with this series, your life will be better. Say amen. Oh, I said your life will be better. Say amen. Proverbs. That's where we are going today. Proverbs. I want you to take your Bible. You see, some of you, when you are coming, you don't come with Bibles. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. So Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24 to 28. This is where our series is going to be. It says that there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. You'll be wise in Jesus' name. I said you'll be wise in Jesus' name. There are four things which are little. Listen, even though the Bible has described that in Proverbs 22:15, that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 24, it's also saying that there are four things that are little, but they are exceeding wise. You'll be part of those four things in Jesus' name. I said you'll be part of those four things in Jesus' name. Let's look at the four things. Number one, verse 25 says that the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. 26. The cornies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rock. 27. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. And the last one said that the spider taketh hold with her hands and is in the king's palace. Listen, these scriptures are going to guide us in our series called Wisdom is for Young People. Hallelujah. Believe it. Believe it. That wisdom is for you. Believe it. That by the time we are done with this series, your aim is to look for wisdom. Your aim is not to become a fool. Nobody will refer to you as a fool again in Jesus' name. Yeah, you'll be wise. Listen, being foolish is very expensive. I'm telling you. So it should be your aim. As a young girl, your aim is to be a wise girl. As a young boy, your aim is to be a wise boy, not a foolish boy, not a silly girl. Yeah, wisdom. So today, I want us to start with the ants. He says what? The ants are a people not strong. Ants are not strong. Bible says that, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. I want us to learn something about ants. Yes, and as a young person, you must learn to apply this wisdom keys that we are about to learn. You see, wisdom, man, it helps you. Yes, foolishness will not take you anywhere, but wisdom will take you far in this life. I'm telling you. Wisdom will take you far. Wisdom will take you far. Ants. Yes. The first one about the ant that we need to learn is that they foresee the future. Hallelujah. Ants, they do what? They foresee the future. They think about the future. The wisdom of thinking about the future. Listen, your life is not what you are living now. Yes, there is future for you. There is life ahead of you. Life is in seasons. Life is in stages. And an ant is thinking about the future. How much more you somebody that is in JHS. You are in JHS 3. You don't know what you want to become in future. You are in SHS 2. You don't know what you want to become in future. You are only concentrating about gold and green. Gold and green. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. And they think about the future. As we send you to school and we are paying school fees for you, think about the future. Yeah. Some of you think that life is just what you look, a day is coming, you will finish school. Yes. And even if you don't finish school, you will become a school dropout. Because you are not thinking about the future. One day you are going to grow up. One day you are going to find yourself somewhere. And as a young person, you need to think about the future. Wisdom. Wisdom will tell you that you must think and you must foresee that there is a future coming. We sent you to secondary school to go and learn. You have organized yourself and you have majored in nicknames. The most important thing to you, the thing that matters to you as we sent you to school is to go and look for nicknames. Oh. Oh. You think we sent you to school to be writing letters to girls at Wesley Girls? No, we didn't send you to school to go and write letters to girls. Think about the future. Bible says that they prepared their meat in the summer. Think about the future. Yes, think about the future. As you are going to that boy's house to go and fornicate, think about the future. As we send you to school to go and study, and you are breaking bounds, and you are visiting town, you are visiting people in other schools, think about the future. As we ask you to come to church, you don't want to come to church. You have done yourself as if when you come to church, then Echo Bank will credit my account with 15,000 Ghana cedis. And you feel that, oh, maybe if I come to church, the pastor wants to eat my money. How much is your offering? How much is your offering? Think about the future. We want your life to be better. We are praying that your life will take a good turn. Otherwise, you become like that your uncle. That your uncle who is a poor person, who is a pauper, who you see wearing short and suit, big suit, walk about in the area. You end up like your uncle. Yeah. Take care and listen that. Think about the future. When we say go to school, when we say go to church, when we ask you to do something, make sure that you do it with the future in mind. Hallelujah. I believe I'm preaching, but yeah. Wisdom. You need wisdom. Otherwise, you become a fool. Yes, you become a fool. Ants, something as little as an ant, okay, they think about the future. They know that because life is in seasons, today it is summer. Tomorrow it will not be summer. Do you understand? As the sun is shining now, tomorrow it may be raining. So the ants, they prepare and then they see the future. How are you preparing for your future? If you add 10 years to your age now, where will you be at the age of 22? Because you are 12. If you are 15 years, at the age of 25, where will you be? You are 17. By the time you are turning 27 as a girl, will you be a girl with three children, okay, with four fathers? You have three children with four fathers. You are thinking how possible it is. It's possible. It's possible. Yes. If you are not thinking about the future, you just do anything anyhow. I want you to think about the future, young person. And it is what will make you wise. Don't answer to the call of being a foolish boy or a foolish girl. As you are following weed smokers in the area, as you are doing super bed, are you thinking about the future? Think about the future. He said, ants, they think about the future. What are you doing for your future? In future, what do you want to become? You want to become an ice water seller? Do you want to become an a laborer? Do you know laborer? Yeah. Recently, just few days ago, I went to the hospital. So when I went to the hospital, I went to do something over there. Then I said, no, I want to go to the labor ward to go and see what is happening over there. So I went to knock at the door. When I knocked at the door, I think the in charge came out. There's somebody called in charge if you get to the hospital. And in charge came out. So I went there. I sat down. I didn't have any business there. I want to go and see something. As I sat down, I saw this young girl. Look, if I'm exaggerating her age, I should give her 16-year-old. 16. Pregnant, who has come? Who wants to deliver? Pregnant 16-year-old girl. And her national health insurance has even expired. What are you preparing for your future? What do you have in future? Do you want to become a trot mate in your future? Bible says that the ants are a people not strong. You are a young person, you are not strong. Yes. As you are wearing short skirts, you are wearing short skirts and you are moving about. Are you thinking about the future? This morning, when I was coming, I saw some girls. They were going for joggings. If you see jogging, that we all know that you wear trousers. This girl was wearing short skirt. Hot short skirt. And the dress she was wearing, I don't know whether the material was finished or the seamstress didn't finish the she went for the, as she was jogging, things were going up and down. Up and I said, this girl has come for the people. And as they were jogging, one guy was behind him and the guy was just looking at the buttocks like that. And I said, girl, this jogging, it will break her virginity. Yeah. What are you preparing for your future? How is your future going to be like? Dear SHS students listening to me. Yes, I'm concerned about your future. You ought to become a plantation seller. No, you can become a medical doctor. You can become an architect. You can become an accountant. Sometimes when we talk, then you see some idiot saying that, is everybody who can become a doctor? Are you telling me is everybody who can become a doctor? Can you also compare the salary of a doctor to the salary of a plantation seller? Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you compare the salary of a lawyer, do you understand, to the salary of a trot mate? Don't try it. And they prepare for the future. They see for the future. Yes. Bible said that a wise man seeth ahead. A wise man seeth ahead. A prudent man seeth ahead. What are you seeing ahead? What do you want to become in future? One boy came to sit in front of me. I asked him what he wants to become in future. He told me he wants to become a polling agent. Polling agent. A job that comes every 4 years. Polling agent. You have no vision. That is why people will call you a fool. That is why people will call you an idiot. Because you are not thinking. You're in class 5. You don't know what you want to become in future. How sad. How sad. Are you thinking about the future? Are you thinking about the school fees we are paying for you? Your favorite subject is PE. Look at you. When you go to school and they begin to solve maths on the board, you start feeling dizzy. You can't see anything. It's like, me, I don't like maths. You are an idiot. You don't like maths. Yeah. What are you preparing for your future? What do you want to become? Have you sat down to think about your future? Tonight, as you are going to sleep, as you are sleeping on your bed, think about the future. Think about your future. Your mother can never think about your future for you. Your father can never think about your future for you. You have to make a decision. You are about to write BEC. Say you are about to write BEC. You are preparing to write BEC in September. No problem. No, but you don't even know the course you want to do in SHS. Media, if I give me visual art crayon ponu, I'll collect. If they give you visual art, you collect. You are not serious. You know, it's because you don't know what you want to become. It's because you, so any subject they give you, you just go and read it and come back home. Yes. Decide. Today, decide what you want to become. See into the future. As you come to church, what is your aim? Why are you coming to church? See into the future. People want to become like Zero. They've started rehearsing. People want to become like Messi. You see that they've started playing football already. People want to become like Zero. Maybe they also want to become like Asamoah, and they've not started. But those who want to become like Zero, they've started training. Little children, their parents have bought them football. They've even started by, you see them wearing Manchester United jersey, Liverpool jersey with their names written at the back. It means they are serious about they becoming footballers. You. When it is career day in your school, you don't even know what to wear to. You said, I want to become a mason. You want to become a mason. You become a plumber. Yeah. Think about your future. Hallelujah. He says, the ants, they are not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Prepare your meat. Prepare your life. Some of you, when I look at your life, there is nobody in your life to even advise you that the life you are living, if you don't take care, you become a fetish priestess. There's nobody in your life like that. The way you are living your life, following area boys, and land guards, okay? The next time we heard of you, you become a weed smoker. I'm not serious. Prepare. Number two. I think I'll do two today. And then next week we'll continue. So next one. The wisdom of non-visibility. Or the wisdom of hiding yourselves. Yes. Look, an ant. Ants are one group of things, animals or insects. An ant is an insect. Or it's a reptile. When you are going to IBC, it's what? It's an insect. An ant is one group of insects that you cannot easily see. Look, let me tell you, there are more ants in this world than lions. Yes. If you hide yourself, you will flourish. I'm telling you. Young people, you expose yourselves too much. Young girl coming, look at your lipstick and your lip shine. As if you work at Savannah Paint. Look at your dressing. You have dressed, your breasts have come for people to see you. At the age of 18, 13, you have done your hair already. This long hair. And the boys are seeing you. Hey! They will rape you. You are wearing this. Look, you should go and look for an oversized t-shirt to wear. Oversized. To cover your breast and your thighs so that they will not even see you. Cut your hair. Look at you. Look at how you have polished yourself. The wisdom of non-visibility. Yeah. Sometimes your parents want to expose you. That they'll buy this this high heel for you. High heel. Hey, Christian sister, you have done this hair plenty. I'm not saying dressing well is not good, but you are exposing yourself. Yeah. You are exposed. You are making yourself noticeable. You want us to see you. Yeah. Hide. Hide yourself. The wisdom of hiding and flourishing. Many of you cannot hide. You want to expose yourself. You want to be everywhere. You want people to see you. Wherever you go, they must see you. MTN. Wherever you go, everybody must know that you are there. I put it to you today that you must learn to get the key of non-visibility. The wisdom of non-visibility. Don't let anybody deceive you. Yeah. Look, ants can be in this room you never see. We can put a cube of sugar here before you see that the ants have come to carry it away. Look, it is when they see you, that is why they shoot you. If they don't see you, they will not shoot you. There are more ants in the world than elephants. Elephants can be big. Yes, there are only few elephants. They are almost finishing in the world. Yeah, but ants, if you kill them, a lot will come. Because they have decided and they understand the key of non-visibility. Check your dressing. Check your dressing. The way you have exposed your thighs. Eh? The way you have exposed your thighs. And the boys are seeing the thighs. You are making yourself noticeable. Look at your hair. Class 5. They've done your hair for you already. This corona season, we can't differentiate between you and your mother. You can even wear your mother's clothes. Because you are in the house, you have eaten. Your body has become oversized. So when people see you, they think that you are ripe. You understand you are ripe? They think you are ripe for you to be plucked. Non-visibility. Non-visibility. Going out visiting people for people to see you. Hide yourself as a young person. It's a wisdom key. Hide yourself. Oh, I'm not preaching, Wendy, so that I can close and go. It's a good word. Yeah. Hide yourself. Young girls, hide. Young boys, hide. Look, right now, it's not boys that change girls. It's girls that change boys. Boy, you look cute, small, no. Charlie, it's like Charlie, you can shudder. I mean, you see that the girls will start calling you. The girls will start calling you. They'll start sending you hi on WhatsApp and things. Be careful. Be careful. Hide yourself. A young person coming. Hide yourself. Hide yourself. And I believe that, listen, these two keys, next week we'll continue. Okay, the wisdom to see your future, the wisdom to think about your future, the wisdom to plan for your future, and the wisdom to hide. That one is important to me. To hide. To hide. Before they should see, no, you finish SHS. By you, everything is on Facebook. Everything you do is on Facebook. If you go to Facebook right now, we will know what you ate this morning. If we go on Facebook, some of you, when we look at your status, we can tell whether you are sick or you are well. When we look at your status, we can see whether Kweku has broken your heart or not. Every new thing, you put it on Facebook. Everything, you put it on WhatsApp, Snapchat. Some of you, if you know how you look like, you will never put a picture on Facebook. If you know how that hair is on your trapezium head, you will never post any picture on Facebook. When the boys write cute, when you put a picture on Facebook and boys are writing cute, sweet, fine, they are deceiving you. Yeah. That hair you have done. from March, since we locked down, up to August. You have not removed it. It's smelling. But the boys are telling you, you look cute. You now, you can see, if you look into the mirror, you can see that this is your mascara. You look like Kaka Motobi. Hide yourself. Oh, Chief Ogbe, I'm not doing the preaching well. So that you can't preach, maybe. No. Otherwise, you'll be a fool. Yeah. The most important thing in life is not the number of likes you get on Facebook. I'm telling you. So after you put a picture, 3 hours time, you get 20 people liking the picture, then you think you're a star. 30 people have liked your picture. How can that make you a star? No. Think about your future and hide yourself. The wisdom of hiding yourself. Ants hide themselves. If you are operating with the wisdom of the ant, you must learn to hide yourself. Every time, we know. If you get new shoe, we will know you get new shoe. By tomorrow morning, we will see it on Facebook or WhatsApp. Yeah. If your mother has come from Germany, we will know. Your father is planning to travel with you to Dubai. Oh, if we look on your status right now, we will know what's the next move. We will know. We will know. Learn to hide yourself. If you want to do well in this life, look, there are a lot of arrows that are targeted at you. There are a lot of arrows that want to pluck you down. There are a lot of arrows that are targeting you to destroy you. You must learn as a young person to hide yourself. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. Yeah. You are well to do in your home. By the grace of God, your father has money. They've sent you to secondary school. You go now, you remove all your provisions. You light them up. Milk, one carton. Corn beef, two cartons. Corn flakes, 6 cartons. You want people to know you are from a rich home. You are an idiot. Yeah, you sprinkle the money on the bed. It's like life is good. Learn to hide yourself. Your father's money is not your money. Your mother's money is not your money. Learn to fight for yours. Hide yourself and steady. Yes, I believe you have learned something. I believe you have learned something tonight as we are starting a new month. I pray for you. My earnest prayer is that the spirit of wisdom will come upon your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. I confer on you wisdom. May the spirit of foolishness go out of your life. May you lose appetite for foolish things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, as you're about to sleep, think about it. That wisdom is for young people. Yeah, I'll say it again. That your parents have made their decisions in life already. You are about to make a decision in your life. And what you need to make that decision is wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom. You must be wise. Nobody should see you as a fool. Look, you must be beautiful. If you are a beautiful girl, you must be wise. Otherwise, boys will sleep with you and leave you. That is why the boys, they be calling you chicks. You know chick. A chick is a chicken. A chicken has a big body but small brain. That's why they call you chick. Tell it that my chick, you know. Yeah. If boys are referring to you as a chick, it means that you just have the body but your brain is small. Yeah. But you have the body and you have the brain. Yes. You will never remove your panties for any boy. If your brain is working, if you are wise, you will never go to any boy's room and remove your panties there and have sex with him and come out. Think about the future. As you are doing that, think about the future. Think of how your future is going to be after the boy has deposited gonorrhea and HIV/AIDS into you. How is your life going to be? Think about the future. Think about it. As you say, you not come to church. You say you not come to church, so pastors will eat your money. No problem. Think about that future. Think about it carefully. Think about it carefully. Look, church is the best place you can ever be. It's one of the topics I'll be preaching on. Yeah. Don't let anybody deceive you. Yeah. Defy that thing that children or young people are fools. No. Don't accept it. You can be young and wise. Yes. You can be young and wise. I know 11-year-olds who know what they want to become in future. They've started working towards it. You are there, 15-year-old. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. Only Sakawa boys, you know their names. Super Bet, these are the people you know, Super Bet and things. You don't know anybody. We ask you to mention one doctor's name. You don't know anything. I'm boy came to city from what do you want to become? And become an astronaut. Astronaut. You want to become an astronaut. Hallelujah. Yeah. Think. May the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is a spirit. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Wisdom is a spirit. The spirit of wisdom. That spirit will come into you right now in Jesus' name. As I preach and as I speak, I see wisdom coming into you right now in Jesus' name. You'll be wise. You'll be wise. Nobody will call you a fool again. Nobody will call you a fool. All of us, when we were in school, they were calling us foolish boys. Foolish boys. My classmate, when I was in school, yeah, they were calling me foolish boy. But right now, none of my classmates can meet me and call me foolish boy. I remember one of the girls who used to call me foolish girl. Today, if she see me, she calls me bishop. She doesn't even know I'm not a bishop. But if she see me, she calls me bishop. If I call her right now and say, bishop, if I tell her something, she will do. But sometimes they go, when we're in primary school, class 5, class 6, hey, she used to insult me. Smother, hey, foolish boy. Hey, you my foolish boy. To insult her. I said, this girl, what have I done to her? Small thing, oh, I'm a foolish boy. But now she doesn't call me foolish again. You can become wise as a young person. I say you can become wise. You can become wise. Yes, you can prove Proverbs 22 verse 15 wrong. You can prove that scripture wrong. By taking on to Proverbs 30 verse 25, it says that, 24 says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding. You will be exceeding wise. When they are looking for wise people, they'll come and call you. When they are looking for wise people, they will look for you. Yeah. I'm sure if they are calling wise people, they'll call me. Oh, don't call me. You think I'm old? I'm not old, though. I'm just 23. If they are looking for wise people, they'll call me. Are you sure when they are looking for wise people, they'll call you? Your father and your mother are taking decisions whether to buy land at Adringan or to buy land cruiser. They will never consult you. Because the idea you bring a stupid idea. You will tell them that they should use their money to buy popcorn. So when they are making decisions, don't call you. Yeah. But if your parents can see that you are wise, they will leave things in your charge. They will ask you to take care of certain things. You are not wise. You are a foolish boy. All your ideas are foolish. When we leave you in the house, you are watching television. The television you are watching. You see, you are even going offline. You are leaving because you see that, look at the pastor. Look at what the pastor is preaching. Yeah. You don't want to listen to what I'm preaching. You can go and sleep. We leave you in the house. So television and movies. Who tell you television and movies can take you far? Television can never take you far. Movies can never take you far. What can take you far in this life? It's wisdom. May the spirit of wisdom come upon you. Right now. Listen, stand to your feet. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Begin to pray for the spirit of wisdom. Maso kapaya. Rimando sike telebe kaba. Rakapa satalabande. Me kazo broske bendeya. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the spirit of wisdom. We ask for understanding. In the name of Jesus, oh God, make us wise, Lord. Make us wise. May we never be called fools again. May we never be called fools again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. If you are listening to me, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, Pastor, I'm living a life I'm not happy about. Please pray with me. When you die, you don't know where your life is going. When you die, you are wasting your life away. I want to lead you to Christ wherever you are. Lift up your hand wherever you are and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Please wash me in your precious blood. Please write my name in the book of life. Please, I've given my life to you. Control my life. Help me and shield me. Lead me in the way everlasting. And Lord, when I die, remember me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you so much. If you have just prayed this prayer, you are born again. And on the 9th of August, by the grace of God, we are coming to church. I want you to locate where my church is. I'm at Sowutuom. All right? Sowutuom. Sowutuom Cathedral. If you are coming from wherever, when you get to Sowutuom, say you are looking for Heavenly Church Junction, just walk up straight. You see the church at your left side. When you enter, say you are looking for Pastor Ike. You want to see where the youth church is. And come. I will specially pastor you. I will lead you on a path that you never regret. Yes, your life will be better and your life will be proper in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to take a very powerful offering. All right. Powerful, powerful offering tonight. An offering to start the month. It's a new month. We are in the 8th month, isn't it? We have 4 months more to end the year. Yeah, 4 months to Christmas. For we are in the 8th month. So today is first August. So God willing, 4 months more. Okay, we are going to do Christmas. All right. But we are believing God. As I'm talking, then you are doing your offering ready. You are taking your offering. I want you to give a very powerful offering to support the things of God. You are a young person that you can support. You see, one of the things that shows that you are wise is when you learn to give to God. When you understand that what you have, it is God that gave it to you. Okay? So look at the Momo on the screen. Give a good offering and believe God for a miracle. Believe God that you will never be broke. Believe God that you will not be sick. Believe God that you will never have an accident. Because of this offering, God will come through to you. Thank you so much. Give offering. Give the offering and then come back. Let me pray for you. We are taking the second offering. In our church, we take 2 offerings. Okay, we don't say offerings. It's offerings. All right? Offertories. We don't say offerings. The prayer for offering is not offerings. All right? So give good offering and come back. Let me pray with you so that we end the night well. We go back to bed, and then as you are going to bed, you receive angelic visitations. You have angelic blessings. Look, the month of August is going to be a good month. Say amen. The month of August is going to be a pure month for you. You will never hear bad news. You will never hear an evil news. God will deliver you from the hands of the wicked people. God will deliver you from the hands of wicked and unreasonable men. God will give you wisdom, blessings to locate you. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed on every side. Whatever you do, you'll be blessed. Wherever you go, you'll be blessed. Your hands will be blessed. Everything you do will be blessed. God is giving you new ideas. God is giving you long life. God is giving you good health. In the name of Jesus, you will never become a beggar. David said, I'll be young and I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor he sit begging for bread. You will never beg for bread. You will never become a pauper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we go back to bed, we pray for supernatural angelic visitations. May we see angels. May we see angels. May we see Jesus in our dreams. Father, we thank you. Protect every child, every young person listening to me, Lord. Let your blood be our protection. Let your blood be our protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. Satan, we curse you. We curse you. We come against you. We overcome you. We resist you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you so much. All too soon, our broadcast has come to an end. God willing, next week, I will be here with my team. God bless you all for making sure that we are on air. We want to also extend a beautiful and good appreciation to our Bishop Eric Kobna Asare, right here in the Sowutuom Cathedral, for making sure that the children are never left us. So I'm saying again that the announcement is that on the 9th of this month, August, Sunday, we are meeting 8 o'clock. We are just having service for 2 hours. The president said we can have service for 2 hours. They've extended to 2 hours. So when you are coming, come with your nose marks. When you are coming, we'll make sure that all the protocols are in place. All right? Bring your nose mask. If you don't have nose mask, come. I'm a very good pastor. I will give you nose marks. All right? I'll check your temperature. By the grace of God, I'm also a doctor. I'll check your temperature. All right? If you have any problem, come. You see a good pastoral care. If you're a young person, not that, you know, my children to get corona. The coronavirus is not in the church. You sit in trotro. That one, even no social distancing. You are saying that in church you don't want to get coronavirus. Come, all right? Come and let's worship God. Satan cannot make us sit at home all the time, all right? So this is the time we are coming together. We are going to have a powerful service, all right? Good praises, good worship, good word of God. We are going to have a fantastic time in the presence of the Lord. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. God bless you for watching this broadcast. And so viewers, till next week when I come your way, this has been your favorite pastor, your anointed pastor, your every pastor. God bless you. Till we meet again, have a blessed day. My name is Pastor E.K. Colley. God bless you. Bye.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend E.K. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.